They had always been Jewish, and therefore it had a tradition for 500-600 years of the fact that the port was not open on Saturday. And even after there were no more Jews that were there, and even during the time of the Muranos, and even later than the Muranos, that remained the tradition of the port, that Saturday was a day off. The Jews came and served in the army. They, for some reason or other, as perhaps even today, the Moors preferred Jewish doctors. The Jews had a reputation for medicine. The Jews also served in more menial occupations, tailors, shoemakers, armor manufacturers, etc. And within every Moorish community, there was also a Jewish community. And when the Moors built the great cities of Cordova and Barcelona, Seville, as it's known today, Madrid, all of the great cities of Spain, Granada, all had Jewish populations, Jewish cities, Jewish communities, and together with the Jews came the Jewish institutions. The yeshivas crossed, the great rabbis crossed, so that you had the cream of the Jewish intelligentsia that came to Spain. I mentioned to you last time that the great Rabbi Yitzchak Fassi, the Rif, the Alphas, who was already at an advanced age, and who was the rabbi in Fez, Morocco, came to Spain to become the rabbi in Barcelona when he was 90 years old. And that was a further testimony to the fact that the center was shifting, that Spain was going to be the place, and that Spain would be the main place of Jewish life. As I mentioned to you, Rabbi Shmuel Hanogid, and he was called Hanogid, the prince. He was a warrior. He was a famous general in the Moorish army. He had friends in the highest echelons with the Moorish sultans. He wrote Arabic fluently. He was a poet of note. And he was a great diplomat. And when they had problems, when the Moors had problems, as every nation has problems, he went on negotiating trips for them. He negotiated within the Muslim world, and he negotiated between the Muslim world and the outside world, to such an extent that he was appointed to be the chief minister of Spain, which would, like today, be the prime minister. And for a period of almost 11 years, he headed not just the Jewish community in Spain, he headed Spain. And he was an open and avowed Jew, and he used his power and his position to strengthen the Jewish community. He placed Jews in high offices. He saw to it that there were no discriminatory laws against Jews. One of the things that he prevailed with the Sultan was that in Spain, for the first time, there were 2 days of rest, Friday and Saturday. The Muslim Friday and the Jewish Sabbath, something which did not come to the Western world until our time, and even in parts of the Western world today does not exist, of having a five-day week. This, beginning with Reb Shmuel Hanogid, this period of time in Jewish history is therefore known as the Tor HaZohav, the Golden Age, because it was a golden age. And until the time of American Jewry that we are in now, there never was an exile that was as favorable physically and spiritually to Jews as that 300-year period in Spanish history, from the year 1000 to about the year 1300, till the recon.